This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. Ross Tucker, host of the Ross Tucker Podcast, will join us at 7:20. We'll get into the tush-push approval that happened at the league meetings yesterday. More in depth with him. That's coming up at 7:20. You're also welcome to call us on an open line Thursday, 800-636-1067. If you want to weigh in on the Commanders being featured on the in-season Hard Knocks, that will air in December, 800-636-1067. What sort of storylines you hope to be seeing in December from the Commanders as they feature the NFC East on Hard Knocks?
You know, one of the biggest stories, kind of NFL related, because he is considered the greatest NFL coach, but really more college football related, has been Bill Belichick leading up to his first season at North Carolina. And most of the talk has been about his relationship with Jordan Hudson, mm-hmm. as we yep. say on the mm-hmm. show.
It's kind of dominated everything.
I found this interesting. Yesterday, I saw a story about Mack Brown, who coached the Tar Heels before Belichick. Mack Brown, I believe, had two different stints as the head coach at North Carolina with Texas sandwiched in between. Mm-hmm. He said that they're hooking Belichick, essentially, that they've lowered the academic standards so that he can land better recruits.
I don't have a problem with that. I have no problem with a school, even with a great academic reputation like North Carolina, if you need to bend the rules a little bit to get some the top football players in the country to come sign with your program.
Yeah. Do you think Mac...
Teams have been doing that forever.
Do you think Mac is kind of raising the bar in a way... So that if, let's say, Belichick goes 7-4, mm-hmm. it's a way of raising the bar, being like, hey, he should have done better than that. Look at my record. I did pretty damn good at North Carolina, and that was with tougher academic standards.
I mean, it might be, but...
So he says Belichick is set up for success. He said there's absolutely no reason they shouldn't be successful because he says they've committed money to it. They've helped him with academics. They lowered the standards.
I'd like to see that in writing, because I'd love to see what the academic standards were in 2019 compared to now, 2025, or even back in the early 90s when he was there the first time.
Maybe he knows they've landed some players that had low grades, low SAT scores, whatever.
Yeah, I'm sure they had some on his roster that had low grades and low SATs when he was there.
I mean,
I'd love to see that.
Is he really going to be that petty? I mean, he's 73 years old. Like, he had a great run.
Yeah.
Just let Bill Belichick go do his thing.
How old is he?
73.
So he's the same age as Belichick.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, that's my theory, that he's kind of raising the bar a little to make himself look better. Because the quote is, he's arguably the best coach ever. Complimentary. Says they've committed money to it. They've helped him with academics. They've lowered those standards some. There's absolutely no reason that they shouldn't be successful. Anyway, North Carolina is definitely going to be one of the most intriguing storylines all year to see how they fare with Belichick. And I don't know that there are great expectations, because I don't know that Belichick has brought in like these five-star recruit quarterbacks. Or
they got a transfer from South Alabama of Gio Lopez, who's going to be their starter. I think they brought in another highly recruited kid, Bryce Baker, but I don't know how good he's going to be or if he's going to start. Maybe it'll be a training camp battle in August. But look, that's how important college football programs are to schools. That's because they bring in so much money, and especially if North Carolina decides to jet from the ACC and go to the SEC or the Big Ten, it's just important to put a good product out there. And some of these schools are struggling to do it. Virginia Tech's one of them. But North Carolina might be a team or a school that ends up going to a bigger conference, because right now it's all about the SEC and the Big Ten. And some of these teams like Clemson and Florida State and North Carolina, possibly some others, eventually might move on to one of the two big conferences.
I mean,
that's how important it is.
I'm not sure why Mac Brown is potentially puffing his chest out. Like, his second go around at North Carolina, I mean, it wasn't fantastic. His high water mark was in 2022 when they had 9 wins.
Yeah.
I mean, the last two seasons they were 8-5, 6-6.
Had some good quarterbacks though.
Well, maybe that's what he's saying. Maybe he's saying, look, they've lowered the standards now,
right,
and Belichick might have a better team.
Now maybe they can take off like a 9 or 10 win team.
Correct. Although I'd love to see that though. Because I can't imagine, you know, all of the kids on those rosters were 3.75s, you know, and 1,100 on the SAT.
Right.
I guarantee they weren't. But you know what? That's his opinion.
Hey, the kids are going to that school and working hard and studying. They want to go watch a good college football team. So if you have to admit some dicier guys with academic resumes don't quite measure up, it's kind of what you have to do.
And
if you want to compete.
Will your son be going to games this fall?
My son.
Isn't your son down at Carolina?
Oh, Kurt?
Yeah.
If if he has time.
Yeah.
I mean, he's working meat grinder hours down there. I don't know how many.
He'll have some Saturdays off.
He'll probably have a few Saturdays off.
Yeah.
He'd probably prefer to come up north and watch the Terps play over North Carolina because he had Terp. But, I mean, that's right in his backyard.
Yeah.
He could go watch Carolina play. He could go watch Duke play. He could go watch NC State play.
He's right there.
It's close to all those spots.
He's in the heart of it.
Yeah.
But look, I mean, the money that these schools make from college football is crazy. And
it's a lot of dough.
Especially in the SEC and the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
From the football networks. Those are the big dogs.
And some
of these teams think, you know what? We're not making as much as Texas and Oklahoma. And Penn State, we need to go to these conferences so we can make more money.
Belichick's former home, of course, the Patriots. I saw the Patriots are one of the most popular overplays for bettors in season-long predictions.
Well, I think they have a marshmallow soft, at least beginning of their schedule. I think like in the first 5 or 6 weeks, I think they play the Jets twice, they play the Browns, and they play one other like cream puff, like early. So I think the theory is they can fatten up early and get some wins, over their total.
The Pats open with the Raiders at home.
Yep. That's a very winnable game.
Then they got to go to Miami.
Okay.
It'd be tough. Then they got Pittsburgh at home. Then they've got Carolina at home.
Right.
Before they go on a 3-week road trip to Buffalo, New Orleans, and Tennessee. But yeah, you're right. I mean, 3 of the first 4 at home, and you know, most of those look winnable. Miami will be tough, but
I think the Cowboys are another team that people are betting the over on.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two of the most popular overs. I know you're a big over guy, Cakes.
I am.
But I think the Patriots, can you check what their total is? Is it 7.5 or 8.5? I mean, they're coming from the dregs. And I get it, Drake May looked decent to good in the second half of the season. But they had a long way to go, I would think.
I feel like
5.5.
Okay, 5.5. That's why everybody's betting that over.
Well, wait a minute. Wait. 5.5 is a big number. Okay, so 5.5 is FanDuel's offering at -490. So it's not 5.5. Yes, it's 7.5.
Okay.
At minus 150.
Yeah.
So maybe you can get it at 6.5 some spots, but yeah, 7.5 looks. I don't know if I'd go over 7.5.
I want to say the Cowboys are 8.5.
I feel like a guy who's going to catch a ton of balls for the Patriots if he stays healthy. I think Stephon Diggs is poised for a big bounce back year.
Yeah.
Like if you're Drake May, why wouldn't you laser focus in on Stephon Diggs and get him the ball as much as possible? And I understand he's dealt with injury issues and he's not young anymore and he's had a few trying years, but I think that whole offense is going to revolve around Diggs.
Well, and the biggest deal is now they've got a really good coach.
Right.
And a good coaching staff.
They add Travion Henderson to the mix.
As opposed to last year where they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that is worth 3 wins.
We'll see.
3 or 4 wins.
We'll see if Vrabel can help turn things around there. Wanted to touch on one thing Commanders related here. This is from Jordan Schultz. He posted this yesterday. Commanders All-Pro wideout Terry McLaurin was not at practice today as offseason workouts continue. He had been a full participant previously and is entering the final year of his contract. Worth monitoring as phase 3 of Washington's program kicks off in under a week.
He wants to get paid.
Yeah.
He did this a couple seasons ago.
He should get paid.
He did this a couple seasons ago before he got his latest deal.
Yeah.
He's in the final year of his contract. He wants to get a big fat extension.
And you can't blame him.
I don't get worried about Terry McLaurin. Do you get worried about Terry McLaurin?
What about him?
As far as getting signed?
Yeah.
No, not at all.
And I think he's been at every other day of the offseason program.
The only thing that would worry me about Terry McLaurin is the fact that he's entering his age 30 season in 2025. Like, what does the extension look like? Is it a 3-year? Is it a 4-year? Like, how many years are we talking here? Like, his most recent extension, he signed a 3-year deal. Like, I think
that was kind of a steal for them.
I think that's if Adam Peters can get him inked to a 3-year deal through his age 33 season, I think that's you're threading the needle there.
What was his number on the 3-year? Was it
3 years,
70 million?
68.3 million. Wow. Okay. That included 28 million at signing, 53.1 guaranteed, and an AAV of 22.7.
He had a great season last year.
Oh, yeah.
He had an amazing season. Look, they're going to get a deal done with Terry McLaurin. He's like the heartbeat of the entire franchise.
They're not letting him go.
Like, he is going to get paid. Like, what is that contract going to look like? It's going to be like 3 years, $93 million,
30 a
with
year.
Like $60 million guaranteed.
I think he'll get more than that.
He may.
Maybe.
Very well could. He deserves it. Because you know what? Here's why he deserves it. Now, this is not going to be part of the negotiating process, but if I were his agent, I would go in and say, he caught the ball from some of the worst quarterbacks we've ever seen in our lifetimes for the majority of his career.
And he was still putting up decent numbers.
And he's he wasn't putting up the gaudy numbers of the top 3 to 5 wideouts in the league, but he was putting up solid, consistent numbers. And you're seeing what he's doing with a superstar quarterback in Jaden Daniels. Those numbers are going to continue.
Here are your top contracts by total value right now in the NFL for wide receivers.
Yeah.
Ja'Marr Chase, $161 million.
Mm-hmm.
His average per year, $40 million.
That's a lot.
Justin Jefferson's at 140. His average is 35. CeeDee Lamb's average is 34. I'm just going to give the averages. DK is at basically 33. A.J. Brown's at 32. See, this is where I think he'll fall in. So maybe you're actually right, because A.J. Brown's at $96 million for 3 years.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And That is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Yeah, I could totally see McLaurin coming in around that number, or maybe even a little bit higher, just because
you're
those,
newer.
Those astronomical numbers that you mentioned from Chase and Justin Jefferson. Like, he's not going to get those numbers, but he's going to get that next tier below.
And I think he's got leverage too. Like, okay, you got Debo.
Right. You got Debo for on a 1-year prove it deal. And you got Noah Brown and Luke McCaffrey. What else you got?
Jalen Lane.
Yeah. I mean, Jalen Lane should be a nice, like, gadgety piece, kick returner, change of pace type guy. He does have, you know what? He's got the hammer.
I think
use the hammer when you have it.
I think the one thing is he's older than all those guys who are getting the
right.
The big numbers. Mm-hmm. But I think the 3 years, that 90 to 95 million is maybe a little bit less, but I think it'll be in that vicinity.
He is going to ink that deal pre-training camp. It might even be in the next few days. It might be before like the next round of OTAs, but it's a lock he inks that before.
Oh yeah. Before the season starts.
Before training camp. Before like late July, whenever training camp starts, whatever the exact date is.
I would agree.
All right, when we come back, we'll be joined by Ross Tucker, host of the Ross Tucker podcast. He is embedded with the Philadelphia Eagles. We will get his take on the tush push sticking around in 2025 and beyond. He will join us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going on. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.